So I want to record about my journey, what is going to happen in the process of divorce. And I have been a staying at home mom by decision. Well, kind of, because I always have been looking what to do. Right now I'm 100% acting, producing, or whatever I can get from that show business. But what I want to say is that for me, it was a good investment staying at home with my kids. But of course, sadly, we didn't get along. And now I'm facing what it is, my second meeting pretty soon with the court. Well, this time with the mediator. So the things are getting closer, you know? So I don't know. That's my thing right now. And it was really, really hard for me. I realized that I was really codependent in this relationship because of that situation. I don't know what you guys might think. I mean, for me, I have three kids. One is 9, one is 6, and the baby is 2. I still call him my baby, even if it's 2. And I have been really protective mom. I did really wanted to enjoy their childhood because I know it goes too fast. And so I do enjoy it. I did like it a lot to stay at home. And thank you, the father of my kids, for letting me stay there in a way, right? But I want to say that right now, I don't feel any scare of being by myself. I feel better. My kids are better. We don't get along yet, but I think it's gonna be a process, and it is sad how things happen, right? But it took me so long to decide to get away from that relationship, and finally I did file the papers, and then he agreed, and then he was like, yeah, it's okay to do it, you know. He was in denial at the beginning, but then he realized that he didn't want to be in the relationship too. So finally it happened what it happened. But to be honest, I see him happier now. I am happy. I'm not scared about nothing. I don't know how it's gonna be. Of course, there are some little worries for my kids. And but for me, not really. I mean, for me, I don't feel worried. I feel calm right now. And I just wanted to share this, that sometimes we are stuck in situations that are not making us happy. And when you realize the time is going by, and you're not enjoying life, and it's good to let go sometimes. So I might record again. I don't have the courage to do a video. I'm just doing it in Anchor because I feel like in a safe spot, you know, when people cannot see my face. I don't know. Maybe one day I'll go video. I don't know. I like this. I want to encourage anybody who is listening, who had tried so many things to keep their marriage together, you know, but it's a thing of two. You got to understand if the other person doesn't want to commit, that's what the person feels, you know. He's not wrong or she's not wrong. It's just that she doesn't feel it. Or think it, I don't know. But bottom line is that you cannot force anybody feel stuff for you. And that's one thing that I realize, you know, you cannot force anybody. And that doesn't make him or her a bad person. It's just that, of course, please don't play it, you know, don't make me waste my time. And that's one of the things that I wished it was, whatever, I'm not going to talk stuff. But that's one thing that I realized, that I saw my responsibility in this, and obviously I made a lot of mistakes. But it's life, you know, and so one thing is, don't think that that person is wrong because he didn't feel feelings for you. You have been in that position too. Sometimes you're the one who loves and you're the one who doesn't love in different persons, right? So it just happened. And number two is, forgive yourself, you know, for not being able to let go the situation, maybe. But I want to say that it has been a really, wow, really big process to learn about me, about my life and what I do. If you're a woman and feels trapped and feels that this is not, and you're not going to be able to do it because you're married and your kids and everything, I just want to say that one thing that motivates me is that I have a daughter, and I say I don't want her to learn this, you know, to be stuck in something that I don't feel good, that nobody feels good, and we're toxic to each other. So that was one thing that motivates me. And so if you're listening, I mean, you're sad, I understand, but you know what? Cry. I can say cry if you want to cry, as long as you want to cry. Obviously, if you have kids, you know, try to keep it up. I know it's hard at the beginning, but it's the codependency. It's you removing away from that situation. And but then it starts getting better and better and better, and you just realize, wow, how, what I was doing, you know, why I was there. And I understand, you know, everybody has some different reasons, but at the end of the day, if it's something that is draining your energy, that is just like, you feel like a vampire, like some a vampire next to you, right? It's just too much. And we're just here for a few minutes, for a few years, I mean. And to be honest, I cannot change what I'm experiencing right now. It's a lot of uncertainty. And yes, I have my days that I feel sad, but I realize, you know what? I was not happy with this person, and this person was not happy with me either. And yes, we got beautiful kids. I don't know how we handled it for so long, but and I don't have any feelings now, like hate or love. It's just like, meh, you know, like neutral there. And of course, we're gonna co-parenting. Like I said, you know, I hope you continue as responsible as you have been, and as my kids love him and they always will. So we're trying to co-parenting nicely, and I want you guys to just share this. That's it. Okay, bye.
The The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.